Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
With Sun 752 with this your daily go get a business. So we do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, we talk about suffering the effects of the golden tongue. Look what the golden tongue. How many of y'all know somebody who has a golden tongue? How many of y'all know somebody with the golden tongue? The golden tongue is, well, let me put it this way. Normally, a person with a golden tongue speaks in a tone. They speak in a tone that you can't help but pay attention to. Like, who is that talking? That's whether you hear them on the phone. That's whether you overhear them in a conversation but don't see their face. As a matter of fact, when somebody has a golden tongue, they make you want to see their face. Like, yo, who is that? Their voice alone lets you know, like, yo, this thing is commanding attention. There's no way that I can ignore something that sounds this way. No way can I ignore something that sounds like this. It's like a zack is a zat. It's like that, y'all. It's like a zack is a zat. It's like that, y'all. The golden tongue. Oh, yeah, there may be people in your family, people in your friend's circle,
people at your job, people in your social circles, your clubs and organizations that are very convincing, but how many of them have the golden tongue? There have been many people, famous people, world leaders who have had a golden tongue, and we may not have looked at it that way, but when you really think about it, it's like, some did and some didn't. You may not be able to tell by the following that they had, but you can tell by the level of influence and the level of loyalty and respect that they were able to garner just by what they were talking about. See, when we start talking about the golden tongue, once again, it starts to tear down that old adage. Talk is cheap. You know, action speaks louder than words. No, only words speak as loud as words do. Actions speak a whole different language, and they can often be misinterpreted. Of course, words can be misinterpreted too, and they often are. But when they reach their target is definitely communicated with, and they understand exactly what the assignment is. And that's what we're talking about when we start talking about the golden tongue. Now, many of y'all may have children. Many of y'all may have children who were able to convince y'all of anything. You know, there was a video out years ago. I mean, you know, when I say years ago, I mean early in the internet age. Early in the social media age, I should say. Somewhere around 2010, between 2010 and 2012, I believe, maybe 2015, I don't know. And there was this little boy on the video. His mom was filming him, convincing her not to whoop his ass. He had done something bad. He got in trouble in school or something like that, and he was going to get his ass whooped. But the boy was like, listen, mama, you don't have to do that. You don't need that. All this violence, all the belt and all that, we don't need that, mom. See, I realized what I did. And, you know, I'm dead wrong. I mean, I'm first to admit that. I was dead wrong. I don't know what came over me. You know, I was tripping. And he goes into this whole spiel. His mom is laughing at him because she was so impressed by how well he was politicking to keep from getting that ass whooping. And I think he got out of it. He may have still received some type of punishment, but he wasn't getting that ass whooped, which I was kind of glad to see, because we don't need to see that on camera. We don't need to see that in our videos, you know, parents getting on that bullshit. We don't need to get CPS involved, because the ass whooping of today ain't the ass whooping of yesterday, and that often doesn't look very good on film. So anyway, as I'm listening to this young boy talk, because I think he only had to be about 8 years old. And he was very convincing. He chose his words wisely. He knew exactly where to inflect his words to the point where he was preying on her sympathies and her logic. He was going for the logic. He was going for her sympathy, and logic. If I can get her to see the benefit of not whooping my ass, I'll get out of this. Plus, if I can appeal to her heart, I'll get out of this unscathed on some. Yo, brush that dust off my shoulder. I had to ask myself, did he have the golden tongue though? If he didn't have it, what he was displaying at 8 years old, he was well on his way to having that golden tongue. That boy has a future in sales. Somebody should pick that kid up and show him how to sell something, because he'll be able to do it. Because he sold whoever saw that video on the fact that he didn't need that ass whooping. He didn't need it. He had the golden tongue. Now, normally when we talk about somebody who has the golden tongue, we're talking about somebody, all my Philly people know what I'm talking about when I talk about the local DJ, may he rest in peace, Tony, the Quiet Storm with Tony Brown. Quiet Storm, Tony Brown. Started off on WDAS, went to Power 99, then back to WDAS. WDAS. But he had this smooth, deep, even toned voice that made you think like, yeah, you, he actually put you in the mood for some slow jams. Like, yeah. But he's not the only type of person who has a golden tongue. But I'm using that as an example of what we might think about when we think about somebody who does have the golden tongue. There are plenty of people who have a golden tongue, but they may not be, they may not have a deep voice, or they, well, like one thing we might not associate with having a golden tongue is somebody who has a high pitched voice. Like, I'm not even trying to hate, but Michael Jackson definitely did not have a golden voice. He never talked anything or said anything that made me want to do what he was talking about. As a matter of fact, he's definitely a good example to me of action speaking louder than words. I never liked to hear him talk. Like, his voice totally turned me off, to be honest with you. But the kind of man he was able, oh, health and beauty, Tony, you didn't know Tony Brown passed? Yeah, Tony Brown passed like two years ago? Yeah, Tony Brown gone. Yeah, the brother gone. May he rest in peace. Mr. Brown, Brown. But anyway, yeah, well, Michael Jackson, he was a pretty good example of action speaking louder than words. I ain't want to hear nothing he had to say, because he always talks some crazy shit. You know, I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah. Kanye West, talk a lot of crazy shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I mean, evidently, somebody want to hear what he be saying, because people be quoting him all the time. But just because you are quoted doesn't mean that you have the golden voice or the golden tongue. Golden tongue, golden voice, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, when you think about somebody who has the golden tongue, the golden voice, it's like, yeah, this is, I don't know. I think it like maybe sparks your chakras or something like that. Like, it kind of connects to your axons and your neurons and just stare on them in a way that makes you want to listen up a little bit more. I think that somebody like Malcolm X actually had the golden voice and golden tongue. Martin Luther King too. Even though I didn't consider, you know what? Malcolm X did have a little smoothness to him. You know, when he got hype, he was hype, but there were plenty of times when he just toned it down and was, yeah, like, yeah, let me throw that Malcolm on. Martin Luther King was all Sunday preacher. He was Sunday Baptist preacher all day. But I believe that he still had the golden voice because his influence that came along with his voice and his influence was just undeniable. You had to listen. He was kicking that shit. And, you know, had Martin Luther King lived, he was about to kick some shit that, woof. You know, honestly, he could have turned things around because he made people listen, and the knowledge base that he had, he was about to make them listen on a whole new level. They had to get him up out of here. But I do believe he had the golden voice, the golden tongue, the golden voice, golden voice, golden tongue, same thing. And some of y'all freaky people out there might think the golden tongue, oh, yeah, you know what the golden tongue is. Cunnilingus. Well, for some of y'all, it might be. But they might not have the golden voice. For our purposes, the golden tongue and the golden voice go together. So when you think about your children, you may have a child or children that melt your heart every time they come through. For example, my baby, my daughter, pretty as shit, pretty eyes, big brown eyes, with a lot of white around the pupil. You know what I mean? Clear. Like extremely drug free. You know what I'm saying? And she got the big eyes though. Makes you want to say no. But one thing she don't have is she don't have the golden voice. She don't have the golden tongue. She with her words, she doesn't try to convince me of anything. But she has influence. And I'm only saying that because you may have a child too that you may mistake for having the golden tongue or the golden voice, and they really don't. They pull at your heartstrings in such a way, because you may actually, you know, one thing about your children is that they are worthy of respect when they do well, when they obey your commands, when they do what you ask them to do, when they do what you've taught them to do, when they follow instructions and directions, they're worthy of respect. And if you notice, children who actually follow directions, we normally say that they have an old soul, because we don't associate children with following directions. We associate children with being a little rebellious, curious to the point where they will break rules or disrespect boundaries, you know, that kind of thing. But some of us may have children who we know have the golden voice, like that boy in that video. Like, he or she has it. By the way, the golden voice doesn't have to be a man. It often is, though. It often is. But it doesn't have to be. It can be a woman. There are definitely some women out here that I consider to have the golden voice. Shit. Some people might have considered Eartha Kitt to have the golden voice. Because I think with Eartha Kitt, I think you either loved her voice or you was turned off by it. I don't think I loved it. I'm not sure if I was turned off by it, but I definitely didn't love it. But that little Catwoman thing she did on Batman, that Some people might say it's gold. Personally, I like Angela Bassett's voice. She got the arms, the legs, and the damn voice. But she talks with this like little smooth, even tone. It's like, Carrie Wright says, white people loved her voice, talking about Eartha Kitt. Yeah, they did. They did. So, like another woman, if you're talking about show business and you're talking about historically, what was her name? Mae West? Mae West with the whole, when I'm good, I'm good, and when I'm bad, I'm better. You know, she had it. It may have all been orchestrated, but she had it. She had it. Now, did she have the influence? I'm not sure. So what we need to probably look at is whether having the golden tongue or the golden voice, or however you term it, does it have to involve strong influence? Well, if you are a con man and you have the golden voice or the golden tongue, you are definitely doing that with the end of trying to get some money or something, a place to stay, money, food, a future, whatever. You know how con men are. And we've probably all been conned by a con man on some level at some point in our lives. You know how I go. One thing is for sure, in order to be a con man, you ain't gonna be able to get over with no voice like Michelle A. Shout out to Michelle A, because I love Michelle A. Great singer. Hell of a voice. I've never seen such a difference between somebody's speaking voice and somebody's singing voice like Michelle A. But when you hear Michelle A talk, you don't want to hear no more of that shit. Like, yo, what the hell is wrong with this chick's voice? It is definitely not gold. She might have the lead voice. I don't even think it's good enough to be copper when she talks. Now, when she sings, thing might be platinum. Mm-hmm. She can sing her ass off. But when she talk, I'd be like, I don't be thinking nothing, but this broad cannot be that smart. Turns out she's not dumb. Is she a hood rat? Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% hood rat. Udrat. You are an Udrat. Like, listen, listen. You are a nice, you are beautiful, and, you know, but I don't think that many people would deny that you are an Udrat. An Udrat, you know what an Udrat. What do you mean you don't understand? An Udrat, you know, like a ghetto chick that talks with this twang and is always causing trouble and lives around the way. A hood rat? I said that. An Udrat. Udrat, Udrat, whatever. You know that. I do not have to have the golden voice for you to understand what I'm talking about. She's a fucking Udrat. And you are an Udrat too. Damn Udrat. Get on my nerves, it's Udrat. Udrat, Udrat, here. Udrat, there. Udrat, here, there, everywhere. Everywhere, Udrat. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had an Udrat. Okay, so for those of us who have been exposed to somebody with the golden tongue, how did the person with the golden tongue affect you? Did they convince you of something? You know, we hear dudes talk all the time about talking chicks out of their drawers. We hear dudes talk about it often enough. Yo, I talked out of drawers, man. She ain't want to get that ass up, but she had to get that ass up. I talked there too. And many people will tell you, no, you don't talk no woman into giving you no ass. They know if they want to give you some ass from the first time they see you. That's not necessarily true. I know for a fact that there are some chicks who told themselves, I'm not giving up no ass tonight. I'm not going to have this cat thinking that, you know, he going to take me out the first time, spend a couple of dollars, and he going to get up in here. He ain't getting no cookie tonight. Later on that night, she was like, oh, girl, tonight. Yeah. He might have took out. Showed her a good time. He might have been looking really good that night. She was already attracted to the brother. But, you know, that night he was smelling good. He was smelling like a Saturday night. Like, girl, are you ready? It seems like you're ready. He got to talking. The conversation was good. He wasn't just talking about, you know, can I have some? I'm telling you, you know, he wasn't about all of that. He just had good conversation. She was feeling the whole night, the whole ambiance. He did everything right. And what he didn't do was talk himself out of no ass. So, yeah, he definitely talked himself into some ass. She wasn't planning on giving up no ass that night. But here she was in the back seat of the joint, back seat of the car. Let's swing an episode. Backseat of my Jeep. Let's swing an episode. Or she was at his crib or he was at hers, you know. Many dudes have gotten talked into some ass. I've been plenty of times. I went out like, I know I ain't getting no ass from this joint. You know what I mean? Like, I know this going to take about two or three times or whatever. Later on that night, I was like, you know. I had to clutch my beads, like. Shit. If I'd have known I was getting some ass, I'd have wore the good drawers tonight. I had to pull my shit down my bead day. Yeah. Yeah, there have been dudes who talked their way into some ass. You could talk your way into some ass by having the golden tongue and by not talking yourself out of some ass. Like, one of the easiest ways to talk yourself out of some ass is to start talking about ass all the time. What's your favorite sexual position? That's that internet shit. Hey, what's your favorite sex position? And females be complaining about this shit, but they be right into it.
Well, you know, I like doggy style. And, you know, like, I do like getting hit from the back. But you know, really any position. Like, I like being on top. You know, all the positions is good. It all depends.
You can play yourself if let's say you are dealing with a chick that was promised God that night. Lord, I promise. If you let me have a good time tonight, I'm not going to be a hoe tonight. I'm taking a whole night off. This might be the actual spark that takes me out of hoedom and puts me on the path to pure righteousness. So please let this nigga do something stupid so I won't want to give him none. Because as it is, I'm glad I'm doing handstands because this nigga asked me out. So I'm already juiced below the waistline. Please let him dry this up. Let him sponge his way out of this ass. Didn't happen. It's all good, though. It's all good. So when we start talking about the golden tongue, by the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, if y'all have an incident of the golden tongue that y'all would like to talk about, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. Let a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. So, the golden tongue. The golden tongue. And not even on some gay shit, but the golden tongue will have dudes following behind other dudes. Real shit. I mean, when men are influential, they're influential. That's it. They're not just going to influence one gender. You know, anybody who's getting money off of speaking engagements is not just talking to men or women. Well, some are. You know, don't let me say none. Some are. But if you want to get money from both sides and double your funds at least, then appealing to both sides is probably what you want to do. So you know, you have to know what to say to both genders in order to get them to be influenced enough to be able to buy your products, your goods, your services. You have to reach the part of them that says yes. Part of them that, I don't know how to put it, the part of them that is convinced. You have to be able to reach that. And for every person, it might be a little bit different. So with people with a golden tongue, golden voice, what they normally do is they appeal to a bunch of people who are alike in some type of way. Whether their racial demographic is the same, or their economic demographic is the same, or whether their ideological demographic is the same. You know? Like, I speak to the poor. Let me ask y'all a few questions about a few people that were very influential, but I don't know if they had the golden voice or the golden tongue publicly. Maybe privately they did. For example, would y'all say Tupac Shakur had a golden voice?
golden tongue. Would you say that Tupac had the golden voice or the golden tongue? For me, no. He never made me want to do anything. I was never convinced of anything. Yeah, I know people say I hate on Tupac, but, you know, I don't like irresponsibility. I don't like recklessness and all that kind of stuff. I don't like it. So he didn't appeal to me, but his voice never appealed to me. I didn't even really like his songs that much, just being honest. I did not. I didn't really like his songs that much. They was okay. They was okay. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think Tupac had the golden voice or the golden tongue? He was definitely influential. People are defending Tupac to this day. He didn't start the East Coast, West Coast battle. That was the record company starting the East Coast, West Coast battle. I said, oh, yeah? Well, how come it came out of his mouth? No, I don't remember any of the East Coast rappers saying East Side, but I definitely remember him saying West Side. Just saying. Do y'all think that he had a golden voice or a golden tongue? Stacey White says he was irresponsible. He was very irresponsible. But telling some of the people who were big fans of him that he was irresponsible, they'll tell you all day, no, you just didn't understand him or you just hating on him. And I'm like, my ears are pretty much as good as anybody else's. I know what I heard. So to deny that he was irresponsible, I'm like, I don't see how you can do that. TK Wright says, no. She also says, as much as I give my oldest daughter a hard time, she has a golden tongue. I've done 90% of what she wanted over the years. Very convincing. Uh-huh. Like, some people can just get you to see the logic in it. They can see, get you to see the benefit of it. Like, yo, you want to do this? I'm trying to tell you, this is it. This is the place to be. This is the thing to do. This is the next thing. The thing. You got to do it. Everybody got to have one. Yeah. And that's why I say it can be a man or a woman. Absolutely. Cal Chamberlain says, I love Eartha Kitt's voice. See, there's another one. TK Wright says, Prince had an amazing speaking voice. Prince. You know, I never thought of Prince as having the golden voice. He did have a nice, he had a nice, comfortable, easygoing speaking voice. I'm not sure if he had the golden voice, though. As far as influence is concerned, Prince wouldn't ask you to do shit, though. I don't know what Prince wanted for everybody else. We know what he wanted for himself. Shoot, he wouldn't even tell you, yo, go out and buy my records. Go out and buy my records. Go out and buy my records. Go out and buy, go out and buy my records. Go out and buy my records. Everybody go out and buy my records. Go out and buy my records. That's my best. That's my best even tone Prince voice I can do. Apollonia, don't you like the way we are? 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 Where we are? What? I don't like the way we are. I like the way we are. We are. The Notorious B.I.G. Now, he had a very nasal voice. He sounded like a fat guy. He really did. Yeah, well, But from what I understand, Biggie was extremely influential to everybody who knew him. He did have the golden tongue. He knew what to say. He knew what to say. And he did, and his music, he definitely had a certain amount of influence, too, as far as, those labels that he screamed out. People went out and bought that shit. All the
the Jacuzzi shit, you know, Dolce Gabbana, you know, the Versace, you know, all that shit, you know, he was always spitting out the labels, and people went out and bought that shit, because it was like, you know, like, if I wear it, you know, well, a lot of something they make, I can't even fit the shit, because, you know, it's made for smaller men, but, you know, I mean, people could go out and buy that shit is fly. I have to get it custom made, you know. But from what I understand, Biggie was very, very influential on a personal note. Everybody who ever got interviewed about Biggie, they say, yeah, he could talk you into shit that you'd be like. Like when he was in the hospital after his leg got messed up when he was in a car accident, he had people coming over feeding him. Like, ain't nothing wrong with your hands. He got people to feed him. He was just like, do y'all consider Biggie to have had a golden voice, golden tongue? Maybe. Maybe. Carol Chamberlain says no to Tupac. How about? And I know y'all. This. How about Donald Trump? Yeah, I know. If y'all anything like me, y'all couldn't stand to hear his voice. Couldn't stand it. But evidently, there were a lot of people who loved to hear his voice. And his influence is undeniable. Donald Trump might be bigger than Tupac. He probably should have came out with an album. People would have bought that shit. And I'm not even bullshitting. They would have bought that. Can you imagine Donald Trump selling 70 million records? You can best believe Biden wouldn't have been able to sell 80 million. But I think Donald Trump could have sold at least 50 million. Strong. Like, yeah, I bought that shit. I wanted to hear what he had to say. Like I said, I hated his voice. Still do. Never liked it ever. But when he became president, it got really, really worse. But evidently, it got really, really better to a lot of people. And I don't think you can deny that he had the golden tongue. It didn't appeal to me and other people who feel the way I do. But he had the golden tongue. Very popular, extremely influential. And he used it to his advantage. He knew what to say. Even when he didn't know what to say, he knew what to say. As irresponsible as he was, as reckless as he was, as off the wall, bipolar, manic, depressive, crazy, psychotic as he might have seemed to me and people who think like me, to other people, they were like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Crazy, right? Look at this. Norris Hill says, Layla Hathaway does something for me in such a laid-back kind of way. You don't say. You don't say. Wow. Carol Jamelin says, I'm about to log off. Stop insulting us like that, and not at all at 45. Yeah, I feel you. See, to you and me, we like, hell no. But when you look at it objectively, it's like, you know damn well you done got in an argument with somebody about those speeches that he made, and you was like, get the fuck out of here. He's saying nothing. And they was like, yes, he is. You don't understand. See, you only listen to those little snippets that the mainstream media be putting out there. He be talking some shit. You know they said it. And you know you was mad when they said it. Like, go ahead with all that. He got the golden tongue. He does. He has the golden tongue. One thing that Joe Biden does not have is the golden tongue. We don't want to hear none of that shit he's saying. We like, oh, man. Damn, man. You be dropping the ball. Like, you don't want to do nothing Joe Biden say. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Like,
let your actions speak louder than your words, man. You don't be rocking it right. He does not have the golden voice. He definitely doesn't have the golden tongue. He ain't got it. He ain't got it. Barack Obama, think he didn't when he did? Oh, he did. Abso-motherfucking-lutely, yes, he did. Yeah, Carol said, saying that is, as I was saying, yeah, Barack Obama definitely had the golden voice and the golden tongue. It's something about his inflection and the way, you know, his ideas, it made you want to listen. Like, all right, let's try this shit out. Let's give it a shot. Well, let's get a little closer to home. Did your parents have the golden voice? Did they have a golden tongue? I don't think my mom did. Well, my dad, I think my dad was pretty influential. I don't know if he had a golden voice. I don't know if he had the golden tongue. I don't know. But you know what he might have? If he didn't, okay, I'll say this. If my dad didn't have the golden tongue, he definitely had the manipulation game on lock. He knew how to make you say yes. He knew how to put you in a position where you were going to have to say yes. Did that come along with the golden tongue? Maybe. You know, when he was doing his show, people called in to hear him. They did not call in to hear me. It was a difference. So maybe. But what about your dad? What about your mom? Maybe you had an uncle. Maybe you had brothers and sisters or whatever. Maybe somebody had to, your cousin, somebody had the golden tongue. Somebody. Maybe your man or your woman had the golden tongue. And that's how you wound up with three kids and no job. And your house in foreclosure. Could have been. Stacey White says, yep. GK Wright says, we don't want to hear from Joe unless he's calling him for a bar fight. Don't worry, Norris. She's talking about Joe Biden. Carol Chamberlain says, my dad had the golden voice, golden tongue. Okay. TK Wright says that hers did too. I wonder if girls who grew up with a father who had the golden tongue or the golden voice, I wonder if they get with men who remind them of that. Or are they influenced, turned on, or attracted to men who have that same type of voice, that same type of influence? I wonder. Cal Chamberlain says, I love Brother Mac's voice, smooth and comforting. That's exactly what it was. And I don't even know what kind of accent my dad had, because he was from North Carolina. But you ain't hear no South in his voice. I ain't hear no South, North, what? I don't know what the hell. I've never heard anybody with his cadence. I don't know where he came from. Evidently, it was a combination of all of the places he traveled or whatever. He took a little piece from here, there, everywhere, overseas, and all of that kind of shit. I don't know. People have asked us, was our dad French? I was like, French? He was like, yeah. Sound like he French or something. No, North Carolina. Rocky Point. All day. Wilmington. TK Wright says, I love listening to your dad speak on Saturdays. It was very relaxing, but also it drew you in. Well, there you have it. There you have it, Captain Lee says. It's sad that women look for father figures. Well, even if you're not looking for a father figure, it could be that familiarity and that voice that, you know, is inviting to you. If you had a good, healthy relationship with your dad, why wouldn't you look for something that reminds you of him? Not necessarily somebody who would treat you like your father, but if your father treated you well, why wouldn't, you know, I don't see a problem. Narcel says, I've been told I have a golden tongue, especially over the phone. I would agree that you have a very good speaking voice. It definitely draws you in. So I can imagine in another setting how, you know, maybe in a more relaxed setting or in a setting where you needed to have influence over some people. I can see it. But when we say suffering from the effects of the golden tongue, we're talking about somebody who used their golden voice or their golden tongue in order to achieve an end that took you away from something or took something away from you and gave something to them. Like I said, con men, deadbeats. Most men who are labeled a deadbeat, whether they're a deadbeat dad or a deadbeat husband or whatever the case may be, people normally talk about how they could talk you into things. But when we start talking about the believability that somebody has, who has a golden voice or a golden tongue, you know, when we really take a look at that, you know, that can be a phenomenon that may leave us remaining still curious. Like, what makes me want to listen to this? What makes me want to do this? What makes me convinced that I should put my money on this or that I should take a chance on this or gamble on this? And that's what we're talking about when we start talking about when you suffer the effect, because you probably were made to believe that you were going to get something that was never going to get to you, something that was never going to materialize, something that was never going to deliver the way that you wanted it and needed it to deliver. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know? Queen Monica Davis, she says, I know people who may not have the voice, but the confidence and storytelling ability is very influential. So you might have the golden tongue, just not the golden voice. But the golden tongue will bring the cavalry in. It'll rally the troops. It'll make the sales. It'll get you to take that 401k out. It will get you to take out that 401k. Yo, empty all that shit. Like, yo, you ain't near retirement. You emptying out your 401k? Yeah, give me that. I got this thing that I'm about to do. My man over here,
My man over here got this idea, and I know it's going to work. I believe. I believe in you and me. It's real shit. It's real. What the hell? Oh, y'all, I got to get out of here. I set this show. We out of here, yo. Let's do these birthday shout-outs and let me get up out of here. This is crazy. I'm like, you know, it felt like the show was going on too long. Y'all wasn't going to say shit either. Like, we were just talking about golden tongues. What's the problem? We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Ebelina John, turning 31 years old today, and also Mona J. Wyatt, happy birthday to you, and K. John, happy birthday to you, and Malik Smith, turning 52 years old today, and Maria Altagracia Liriano Morfe, turning 44 years old today, and Yolanda Brooks, turning 45 years old today, and Kelly Jenneret, happy birthday to you, and Jackie Freeze, happy birthday to you, Jacqueline Singleton. And Lita Lee, turning 40 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. March 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out. You got bit by the golden voice. Yo, everything is messed up, and you got no choice but to listen because you're influenced like crazy. And they did the shit, and they wasn't lazy. They made sure they was energetic, and they connected to your chakras and your spine. Yo, I'm going to let you know a little something. They will have you butt naked in the street humping on a light pole. Telephone pole, and you know that it's prickly. Have you feeling all sickly? Cause they made you do that shit. They did shit, see? Listen, man. All right. For those of y'all who want to know what happened with the whole, like, right now, I'm in Facebook jail, right? I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I put up a post yesterday. I put up a little post. And they got mad. They was mad. Yeah, they was mad. This is what the post said. And you know what? The messed up part about it is I knew I was going to get banged for this when I did it. I knew I was going to get banged for it. But I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to say it anyway. The post said, at this point, I'm ready for the U.S. to just go to war with Russia. I'm going to wind up shooting somebody over these gas prices anyway. May as well make it make sense. They was like, out of here. You are so out of here. So they hit me up for 7 days. 7 days on my page. 30 days in groups. Y'all won't see me participating in the Daily Go Get a Visit for a minute. But hey, but, you know, I knew, like, something said, oh, you need to word that differently. They going to say, fuck it. I guess I didn't have the golden tongue.
I want y'all to have a great night. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So y'all, be safe, be good, and do the damn thing until then. With that being said, let me get my blog talkers up out of here. Peace, blog talk. For my Instagrammers, Fire Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. And. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks.